It used to be that finding even one new planet was enough to make an astronomer's career. Uranus was discovered in 1781 by William Herschel, who these days has, among other things, space telescopes, asteroids, schools, and a street in Paris named in his honour. Urbain Le Verrier, who predicted the existence of Neptune in 1846, based on its gravitational influence on Uranus, has likewise given his name to craters, asteroids, and bits of the French capital. It is one of 72 engraved into the sides of the Eiffel Tower. These days, though, astronomers can do better. William Borucki has thousands to his name. He is the researcher who conceived of and ran Kepler, a planet-hunting space telescope that was launched in 2009. On October 30th, NASA announced that, after nearly a decade in space, Kepler had run out of fuel and would be retired. Kepler has discovered around 2,600 exoplanets, those that orbit stars other than the Sun. Another 3,000 candidates await confirmation from ground-based telescopes. The result has been a revolution in astronomy. Its practitioners had long assumed that other stars were likely to have planets of their own. These days, they know that to be true. The first exoplanets were detected in 1992, thanks to the gravitational effect they had on the pulsar around which they orbited. A pulsar is the dead, ultra-dense remnant left over after a supernova. A trickle of subsequent discoveries followed. Kepler transformed that trickle into a flood. Yet it almost did not happen. Dr. Borucki proposed the mission four times to NASA before it was accepted in 2001. Rather than look for stellar wobbles caused by a planet's gravity, he suggested monitoring a star's light itself, looking for tiny dips in brightness as planets, if any, crossed in front of the stellar disk. It is a simple idea, but it required the construction of a light detector 1,000 times more sensitive than anything that had been built before.